Thank you very much. Thank you for all of you for coming for my last lecture. So I very quickly recall yesterday's setting at the end of my lecture. This is part one of my lecture today, a local theorem. So I quickly restate it and sketch the proof now. So remember we had a G, a Borel subgroup inside G. G is an algebraic group, connected, reductive. And T is split, and T is split maximal torus, everything of a VP, and we have the dual side, dual torus, B hat, dual group, that we see over OE, the ring of integers of some finite extension of QP, and we assume, so this is an assumption, assumptions maybe some point one could try to get rid of, but also we really do need them. We assume G and G hat have connected center. So for instance, we cannot work with SL2 or PGL2. And we start with rho bar, representation in characteristic P of Galois QP bar over QP, which takes values inside, which is upper triangular if it is GLN, meaning it takes values inside the Borel subgroup. KE is the residue field. It's a finite extension of SP. And in fact, it can take values inside a closed subgroup of the Borel subgroup. And we take a minimal such subgroup, BKE, and it corresponds to C of rho bar being a closed subset of the positive coroots, if you remember. This means if you have something which is upper triangular, this means that you allow some entries to be zero at some places, for instance. So you have to, and this is important for the definition of the representation, the GQP representation. So yesterday for, and I assume also that it's sufficiently generic. Yesterday I called this inertially generic. So once again, this is probably not optimal. You can probably weaken this assumption, but we're happy with that for the moment. Simplifies things. For W in the Weyl group, big W, I defined yesterday irreducible smooth principle series in characteristic P that I called I rho bar sub W. I recall it is the induction, the parabolic induction from B minus of QP, the opposite Borel of B to G of QP of W inverse applied to chi of rho bar, shifted by omega minus 1 composed with theta, where theta is what we call a twisting element. It's the sum of the fundamental weights for the group, algebraic group G. And omega is dichotomic mod P. And this is a smooth principle series, irreducible principle series. And chi of rho bar is coming from the diagonal characters on the Galois side, that way you apply, seen on the dual torus, T being dual to T. Okay, so these principal series have a GZP circle that I called sigma of rho bar W, which is irreducible, which is a fair weight. So an irreducible representation of G of ZP in characteristic P. So it's finite dimensional and so on. And also, I had introduced the Hecker algebra HG of all these fair weights. And I had also introduced a character, an ordinary character of this Hecker algebra with values in KE, which I had called eta of rho bar sub W. It is the character such that when you mod out the compact induction of sigma of rho bar over H by this character, by a theorem of Florian Hertz, you recover exactly this principal series. Okay. And also, maybe most importantly, I had defined pi of rho bar ought W, but this time it's for W only in a subset, well, C of rho bar. C of rho bar, W C of rho bar is a subset of the Weyl group. It's the subset of elements such that when you conjugate B C of rho bar with such an element, you remain in B hat, in the Borel subgroup. Not necessarily in B hat of C of rho bar, but in the Borel subgroup. So this is just a subset. And I'm not going to recall the definition. I just recall that it has a GQP subcall, which is exactly I of rho bar W. That's principal series over there. And it is a success, and the other constituents are also principal series, but for other element W, other constituents are I of rho bar W prime for some W prime different from W of a very specific form. W prime is the product of reflections S alpha composed with W, this product of reflection being taken over a certain subset of roots which are pairwise orthogonal, if you remember, the subset I. So I'm not writing this again. So I mean these W prime are not any element in the Weyl group, of course. And I have stated the theorem, so I stated here, that so I fix W in WC of rho bar, and I fix phi, which is an admissible smooth representation of G of QP over KE, which satisfies two assumptions. The first one, if I restrict phi to G of ZP, it is an injective object in the category of smooth representation of G of ZP in characteristic P. And the second assumption is that I want hum G of ZP of all the stairweight sigma of rho bar W prime pi ord equals zero, where W prime is as before. For the other constituents in pi of rho bar, well, the other constituents than the GQP circle. And recall it means that this is a maximal subspace of hum GZP, the stairways inside P, such that the Hecker action extends to the Hecker algebra of the torus. In other words, if you like, if it is GLN, it means it would be the Hecker GLN, you have Hecker operators TI, it would be the largest subspace such that the eigenvalues such that the TI are invertible, okay? Which is why we call it ordinary. Okay, and then the conclusion is that hum G of QP pi of rho bar W of inside pi is isomorphic upon restriction to sigma of rho bar W, which is also the GZP circle of this big GQP representation, is isomorphic to hum G of ZP sigma of rho bar W pi, but where we take the Hecker action, the Hecker eigenspace corresponding to this Hecker eigen character. So we want, in other words, this is the subspace of hum sigma rho bar W pi on which H G sigma of rho bar W acts via the character theta of rho bar W. Okay, now I like to sketch the proof of this theorem. Let's go. So I'm not going to, I mean, I can't, I, ah. So I won't have the time to give all details, of course, but I'll try to give sufficiently enough details to convince you that this is changed to be true. I mean, no, this is true. So the first thing is that the injectivity of this map is easy. So indeed, take F on the left-hand side and assume F goes to zero. So you see F is zero on the circle. So this implies that F must be zero on the whole GQP circle. This is GQP circle of pi of rho bar W R. So you must have this equal to zero. And so this means that F factors through this module, its circle. And so this implies that you have another constituent as a sub inside pi for some W prime different from W. know, something occurring just after the circle, once you mod out by the circle. So you have g of qp I of rho bar w prime pi, which has to be different from zero for some w prime given from w. But this, by Hertzsch's theorem, sits inside, exactly inside this inside this space, world, which is zero by assumption. Okay, so this can't be non-zero. Okay, so I mean everything has to be zero, so f is zero. So this is injective. So the point is not injectivity. The point, the saddle point, is surjectivity, and this is quite natural. You see, you have to prove that if you have a fair weight inside pi with the right Hecke eigenvalue, then in fact inside pi with these assumptions you have a big GQP representation, which is of course a priori not quite obvious. So it's enough to prove subjectivity. So NF to prove surjectivity for the representation I denoted yesterday by pi of rho bar I, where I is a subset of W, so of the of the simple positive coroutes intersected with C of rho bar, a subset of pairwise orthogonal roots. Because by definition of pi of rho bar W odd, it was the inductive limit of this pi of rho bar I. So if you prove you have an isomorphism for every I, right, by you get an isomorphism to the inductive limit. Okay? So this is a smaller representation and easier to handle. So we're going to prove subjectivity with this pi of rho bar I. Okay, so here we go. Now there's the crucial point is to reduce the statement to the statement for a Levy subgroup of G, which will turn out to be a product of GL2 and a torus. And for this, we need a nice commutative diagram that I want to write down here. But first, I need to introduce same notation as yesterday. J will be W minus 1 of I dual, which is the, if you look at a subset of the simple roots, simple positive roots of G. GJ is the corresponding Levy of roots plus or minus J. PJ is the parabolic with Levy GJ, so it's B GJ, and PJ minus will be the opposite parabolic, so B minus TJ. And finally, I also need the unipotent radical. Unipotent radical of PJ minus. Okay? So I have an ordinary, so I have this H, the Hecke algebra, Hg of sigma of rho bar W. There are lots of localization maps, all defined by Florian Hertzsch in one of his recent papers. This embeds into the Hecke algebra for the Levy subgroup Gj of the weight sigma of rho bar W, but where you take the co-invariance, the Ug minus of the dp, okay, which itself embed into the Hecke algebra for the torus. Of course, Gj is a corresponding Levy with torus, split maximal torus T. Sigma of rho bar W, co-invariant under the unipotent radical of B minus. And you have your Hecke character eta of rho bar, which be, by definition, being ordinary factors through this. And I will see it as a character of either three of these three Hecke algebras without changing notation. Okay. Now here's the main commutative diagram, which will reduce the theorem to the analogous theorem for the Levy subgroup GJ. So I write it and then I explain to you where it's coming from. So we have Hom GQP of pi of rho bar I inside pi, which is isomorphic to Hom GJ of QP to pi of rho bar tilde A. So I recall to you that this was defined to be the parabolic induction from Pj minus of Qp to G of Qp of some representation of the Levy Gj, which I had called pi of rho bar I tilde yesterday. This, sorry, this is not so clear, but this is a parabolic induction from Pj minus, okay, of a certain representation of the Levy Gj, of Gj Qp, which is here. And here with value in what is called the ordinary part of pi with respect to the parabolic Pj. So I write the diagram and I explain this functor. This is due to Matthew Emerton. So this is the map we want to study inside the circle G of Zp, sigma of rho bar W, pi eta of rho bar W, eigenspace. And again, this will be isomorphic to HOM Gj of Zp of sigma of rho bar W, where I take the co-invariance by U G minus of Zp with values in ORD Pj of pi, and where again I take the Hecker eigenspace for eta of rho bar W, this time seen as a character of this Hecker algebra here, the one of the in the middle. So, and we have, so here it's restriction to the circle, restriction to GJZP circle, restriction to G of ZP circle. And now I have to explain why, briefly, why the horizontal maps are isomorphisms. So Matthew Emerton has defined a functor of ordinary parts which associates to any admissible smooth representation pi and any standard parabolic subgroup in G, representation of the Levy Gj, which can be zero, okay, or not, but it is defined. And he has an adjunction formula which exactly tells you the that this is an isomorphism. Of course, you use the fact that the pi of rho bar I is parabolic induction from the opposite parabolic. So this is Emerton's adjunction formula applied exactly as it is. And here it is basically the same thing, but combined with Frobenius reciprocity to go from there to a GQP representation, and Hertzsch's theorem to have a principal series representation, okay, replace the compact induction, the quotient of the compact induction by the principal series representation. Then Emerton's adjunction formula to go from GQP to GJ of QP, then backwards by Frobenius reciprocity to get back to the to this. Okay, so I mean I don't give details, but this is really what I say. So this is Frobenius reciprocity plus Hertzsch plus Emerton. Yeah. Okay, and the diagram commutes. That's one, so we have, and commutes, of course. So that's one thing. The second thing we can prove, we have this assumption that pi restricted to G of Zp is injective, and one can prove, going back to the definition of this, what definition of this functor of ordinary part, that this implies that the ordinary part with respect to Pj of pi restricted to Gj of Zp is injective in the category of smooth representation of Gj of Zp in characteristic P. So we have the analogous assumption for the ordinary part, analogous to I, and for 2I we also have it simply because of this isomorphism applied to these fairways. If this is zero here, this is zero here, basically, okay? So we also have two. So when you put everything together, this means that what you have to prove is the surjectivity on the right-hand side, exclusively with the algebraic group Gj. Okay, so I have to prove you have to prove that this map here is surjective. And the big simplification is that GJ is a torus times a product of GL2, QP. And this is why we can prove something, basically, because we reduce to GL2 QP, and thus ultimately to product of GL2 QP, and ultimately to GL2 QP. Okay, so now, I always forget. Why am 30 seconds each time? No, I'm just okay. Okay, so let me now start the proof of that, of the surjectivity of the right, of the vertical right map. So the first thing one can notice is that there exists a GJ of ZP representation, which I will denote sigma of rho bar tilde I inside pi of rho bar tilde I, which is made out of all the GZP circles of the GJQP constituents of this representation. So that, if you prefer, such that the circle filtration, so the GJQP circle filtration, field J phi tilde of rho bar I induces a filtration field J of sigma rho bar tilde I on sigma rho bar tilde I just by intersection, such that the gradient pieces field J sigma of rho bar tilde I mod field J minus 1 sigma of rho bar tilde I is isomorphic to the circle of the gradient pieces on the other side. So circle GJ of ZP of field J phi of rho bar I tilde mod field J minus 1, the same thing. In other words, once again, that means I have a GJZP, which is in fact a representation, which is in fact a GJFP representation of sigma tilde of rho bar, made out of all the circles of this representation. This is very easy. This just comes from the definition of this representation as a tensor product of representations of GL2QP for all the copies of GL2QP. This is true for each copy, so you just take the tensor product of an extension between pair weights for each copy of GL2QP. Okay, and let me denote by x tilde of rho bar I to be, so I take the compact induction GJ from GJ of ZP to GJ of QP of sigma of this representation sigma of rho bar I. So I have the filtration by all the compact inductions of all the CR weights inside this representation, and the first one I want to quotient the first one to get back my original principal series in the circle. So I quotient the first one, so C and of sigma of rho bar W, which is co-invariant UG minus of ZP, by the principal series, which I call I tilde of rho bar W, which is a principal series for GJ of QP, but which is by definition the circle of GJ of QP, of pi tilde rho bar I. Okay? So I define this. Now this is a GJ of QP representation. Smooth. Well, not admissible, because I have other CR weights for which I do nothing. And maybe I should leave this. And Frobenius reciprocity. Tells me that by Frobenius reciprocity, I have a rho bar W, a map like this, I goes to pi of Robert I. This is just Frobenius reciprocity. And of course it factors through this x tilde of Robert I, because the circle of this is exactly this this one. So it factors through this quotient. Okay? And of course it is surjective. It's not difficult to see. So in the end I have an exact sequence like this, pi tilde of rho bar I, and a certain kernel that I call K. So I have such an exact sequence. And okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is that I claim that the fact that the ordinary part of pi restricted to g j of zp is injective implies the following, implies that the map HOM gj of qp from x tilde rho bar I to ord pj of pi to HOM gj of zp sigma of rho bar w ug minus of zp comma so I put down here down of pj of pi for which I take the Hecke eigenspace for eta of rho bar w, so this is just restriction to this sphere weight which is in in the circle of this representation, then I claim that this map is surjective. And why is it so? Well, it follows almost from the definition of the injectivity. So let me this embeds into HOM, into the full HOM, without taking the eigenspace. HOM dj of zp of sigma rho bar w of pj of pi, right? And here I have the map HOM from the full compact induction without taking the quotients, sigma tilt of rho bar I to ord pj of pi. And this map here, so gj of qp, this map here is surjective. Because by Frobenius reciprocity, I go back to just this representation, HOM gj of zp of this inside this. And well, you know, this is the circle of this. So injectivity tells you that this map is surjective. Injectivity of this gj of zp representation. So this is surjective. But this sits inside here, and this is precisely the inverse image of this subspace. In other words, I have a Cartesian square here, so if it is surjective here, it is surjective here. Okay, so I have this surjectivity. This is good. Now, I'm going to, assuming something that I'll prove, I'll tell you how you can deduce from the subjectivity the theorem. And then I'll try to indicate how we can prove this assumption. So let me pick F bar in the subspace here, the thing HOM, well, F bar, let me take time. I pick F bar, let me pick F bar here, okay? And let me choose F here, lifting F bar. F here, which goes to F bar, okay? And consider the pushout. Let's consider the following pushout: 0 F of K. So x tilde of rho bar j plus on k f of k goes to pi tilde of rho bar I goes to 0. This is the push out of this exact sequence, which I erased, yeah, along the map k goes to f of k. Then I take the push out. So I have such an exact sequence, okay, and of course my map f from x of rho bar to this factors through this, I mean, to tautology. Then I claim the following. If the following holds, if the following holds. Hold, actually, several. First, this exact sequence of GJ of QP representation splits. So first thing, and second thing, hum GJ of QP from pi tilde of rho bar I to the x tilde of rho bar j, I, sorry, I get confused with j and I. I mean, this is basically the same thing, but no, this was a j, actually, sorry. This is not very important. J is related to I, this is not very important. Plus k f of k equals zero. If I have this, then I claim that I'm done. Let me explain to you why. So I have to define a list, a map that goes from pi tilde of rho bar I to pi, and that list f bar. And this map is the following. I start from pi tilde of rho bar I, then I have a section of star, because it splits by assumption. I have a section which is unique by the second assumption inside this, and I compose with f. F goes to pi, and it's easy to see that this somehow lifts f bar. I mean, when I restrict it to the circle, it gives me back f bar. No, yeah, f of k. Of course. I don't want this to be zero. And the f of k is my note, so I'm reading badly. Okay, and we are done. So we have to prove this. Actually, this will follow from the same argument as here, so I'm going to just explain how you prove that it splits. And here we go, so now I explain why it splits, basically. And this equality being zero will be the same kind of argument. So I explain it here. And this is based on the theorem of Pascunas, which I now explain. So D prove H, at least sketch a proof of this. So first, it's easy to see that F of K has a finite filtration by GJ of QP representation of the following form. I compactly induced, so I don't write anymore from GJ of ZP to GJ of QP. Okay, my weight sigma of rho bar W prime UJ minus of ZP co-invariance, because I'm working with GJ of QP now. Tanter over the Hecker algebra of GJ with eta, for some eta, for some characters eta of this Hecker algebra, and for W prime different from W, of course. I've managed so that the only stairway cut occur here are for W prime different from W if you unravel this construction. So that's easy to see that this has such a filtration, because this is admissible, because pi is admissible, and this is, it sits inside pi. So I have this. Now I claim that all these characters eta, so here. Yeah, okay. No, but okay, let me check. So I claim now that I claim that is admissible. I claim that this character eta are non-ordinary. So recall I'm having here a product of GL to QP. Let me forget about the torus part, which is not an issue. So GJ is a product of GL to QP. It's easy to see that this representation is a tensor product for each GL to QP of an analogous quotient of compact induction for each GL to QP. So eta is gives me a character for each compact induction for in the tensor product for each copy of GL to QP. And when I mean eta is non-ordinary, I mean that at least one of these eta I is actually zero. And why is it so? So let me explain to you orally, because if I write it, I'll run out of time. Take such a representation that occurs as a subobject in f of k. Then the fact that it is non-ordinary precisely follows from the assumption 2, which is there, for the off pi j of pi. But it follows from this, because we are precisely with a w prime different from w. So it cannot be ordinary because of that assumption. One thing. So the thing that are inset cannot be ordinary. Now let me consider the second lawyer, modeled out by those which are inset, then I have those quotient of compact inductions in the second lawyer. Then I claim again that they must be non-ordinary. Let me tell you why. Assume one is ordinary, then if it is in the second lawyer, this means I have an unsplit extension with all the guys like this which are sub and which are all non-ordinary. And now the results of Pascunas, which tells me that in fact all such extensions have to be split, is the following. Pascunas proved there's no extensions between the supersingular and the principal series that is an unsplit. So Pascunas result. It's for GL2QP, but you go from there to product of GL2QP. No non-split extensions between super singular. So that's such quotients, but where all the operators here are sent to zero. Between super singular representations for GL2QP and principal series. Principal series for GL2QP. So if you assume the second layer is purely ordinary, then it has to be split. So meaning it is a sub, so it cannot be in the second layer. So you get a contradiction. So by induction, every graded pieces in the that's a graded PC. So it's graded PC. Every such graded pieces of the situation has to be for some eta which are non-ordinary. And now I go back to my extension here. And I realize that my pi tilde of rho bar I is made up only of principal series, only of ordinary things. And here I have only non-ordinary things. So by dévissage, and exactly the same argument, it has to be split. Again, this is a representation of a product of GL2QP. Okay? So you prove by dévissage that this has to be split using, again, this argument, this theorem of Pascunas. Because here, there is always a supersingular of GL2QP somewhere at each graded piece, and here there is never such a supersingular. Okay. So star split, and for the same reason, this is zero. Okay, here you only have principal series and only some stuff just supersingular. So yes, so this implies that star has to split. So the only thing is that you have to go from GL to QP to represent product of GL to QP, but this is not very hard. The hard work is there. Okay, so this, right, good. This is the end of the proof, of the sketch of the proof of the theorem. Now I'm going to the global application. So I can erase this, yes. I'm going to apply the theorem in a global setting. And of course the main point is to check that these assumptions will be satisfied. So global application. So I should tell before I start that we have not yet completely optimized the global assumptions. I have to describe a global setting. This global setting includes a certain number of notations, hypotheses, and so on. For purely local applications. I mean, at P we have a fixed situation, but outside of P we have to explain. And so I'm going to allow myself to be slightly, as you say, sloppy. But everything is meaning we can probably weaken some of the assumptions I'm going to mention, and for some of them I'm going to be vague anyway. Okay, let me start with F plus, which is a totally real number field, and f over f plus, which is a quadratic, totally imaginary quadratic totally imaginary extension. And I will assume that P splits completely in F, and thus in F plus 2. And I fixed an algebraic group, but in fact it's a unitary, it will be a unitary group over OF plus, but where I allow myself to invert 1 over n, where n is prime to p, an integer prime to p. And this algebraic group, I want it to satisfy the following assumptions, so some of which may, well, I want it to satisfy the following assumptions, such that when I extend scalars to OF 1 over n, I want it to be GLn. And I have in mind of n greater than 2 in this case. Okay? And when I extend scalars to F plus, I want it to be an outer form of GLn. And such that it is as follows. For finite places of F plus, it is quasi-split at all finite places of F plus, quasi-split unitary group at all finite places of F plus, and at infinite places, all infinite places, it is U compact unitary group UN of R at all infinite places, which are all real by assumption, at all infinite places. Okay, so it's a unitary group that is totally definite. Okay, let me go on with some pieces. So I have a certain number of things to introduce here, which are kind of well known, but let me write OF plus P for OF plus tensor over Z by ZP, okay, which is, since P is completely a product of ZP over each place of F plus that divides P. Okay? And now I'm going to study these representations, pi of rho bar or W, and so on, in some spaces of automorphic forms in characteristic P for this totally definite unitary group. So let me define these spaces, which are again well known and not complicated. So if M is a KE vector space with a linear action, KE linear action of G of OF plus P, by the way, G of OF plus P is a product of GLn of ZP with all my assumptions, okay? Then I define S. Oh, and if U inside G of the adels of F plus outside N infinity and P cross G of OF plus P for the part at P is an open compact subgroup. So I have the classical spaces of automorphic forms S of UM by definition. It is the functions from G of the adels, outside finite adels, mod G of F plus, G of F, no, wait a minute. G of F plus, yes, not mistaken, sorry. To M, such that F of G U is U P minus 1 applied to F of G, where U is in U, my open compact subgroup U, and UP is the projection of U on this component. U maps to UP belonging to G, OF plus P. So, I mean, we have these spaces. Okay, and let me recall to you that if U is sufficiently small, is a sufficiently small open compact subgroup, it is well known that this is isomorphic to a certain number of copy of M. So in particular, this is a certain number of copies of M thus the number of copies being an integer that depends on you. For u sufficiently small. Okay. So in particular, if u is sufficiently small, if you have exact thus respect exact sequences on m because of this. Okay. This, by the way, will imply injectivity that we need. This will come from this. For u sufficiently small. Okay, so let me go on here. Now I have to define spaces where I have an action of the full G of F plus tensor QP group. So I fix UP, which is a compact open subgroup of the ideals outside of the finite ideals outside of P, and I set S of UP KE, meaning I'll take M to be the just KE, as a vector space, to be the inductive limit over UP of S of U upper P, U lower P of KE. The inductive limit being over all open compact subgroup at P of G of OF plus P. Okay? Can consider this inductive limit, and on this inductive limit, this time I have an action of G of F plus tensor Q, QP. You see? And this action is smooth, and this makes this K E vector space an admissible representation. Easy to see. Well, this is very easy to see. Okay. Of G of F plus tensor QQP. And now, as a consequence of this equality here, we have the following fact. We have the injectivity we need in the application of the theorem. So if UP is sufficiently small, then S of UP KE restricted to the action of G of OF plus P is injective. The injective object as we want. Okay. Let me fix now a Galois representation, R bar, which goes from Galois of Q bar over F to G L N of K E, which is continuous, which is absolutely irreducible. Then, on these spaces there are Hecker actions. So I don't want to spend too much time on this because in the I'm not really going to have time to describe this in details, but if I avoid bad places, so I will call sigma a set of bad places, which I'm not going to describe here. Namely all places where R bar ramifies, where which divides P and so on, and some other places of F plus, set of bad places of F plus. That split in F, by the way. We all take them that split in F. Okay, but if I avoid certain set of places, I can define a Hecker algebra for Hecker operators outside of sigma. Purely as a polynomial algebra acting on the subset by double cosets. And when I have an R bar, I can associate to R bar a maximal ideal of this T sigma by using the characteristic polynomials of Frobenius elements at unramified places outside of sigma. So I call this maximal ideal M sigma of rho bar. This is a maximal ideal of this polynomial algebra, T sigma, with residue field KE. Okay. And let me give, so I need a definition now, which is a definition due to G and Gerardi, which is which they need in order to apply their modularity lifting theorems. So it's an assumption on it's a definition and an assumption on R bar, the Galois representation. So definition, which is due to G Gerardi. So R bar is modular ordinary if there exists UP sigma as above. So in fact, one needs some technical assumptions on UP that I skip here, and a fair weight sigma of G of OS plus P, which I recall is just a product of GLN of VP, such that for G of OF plus P of sigma inside S of UPKE localized at maximal ideal associated to rho bar, M sigma of rho bar, ORB is different from zero. I recall ORB, this is the maximal subspace on which the Hecker algebra, the Hecker operators are invertible somehow. Yes. No. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Okay, yeah. R bar, yes. Yeah. Here also. Yeah, this is just so used to. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So we'll be working with this assumption on R bar, but I mean, this is not a very rare condition. I mean, now we know how to associate Galois representation to many automorphic forms of unitary groups, and you can build many such R bar, okay? We need some ordinariness at some point to put in the machine. Okay, now let me go on with some notations, but in order now to state the main global application. So for each V dividing P in F plus, okay, I choose one of the two places above V in F. I choose V tilde in F. So remember, P splits completely in F plus in F. So there are two places above each place dividing P in F plus. I choose V tilde in F above V, okay, and I let R bar V tilde to be the restriction of R bar at the corresponding decomposition subgroup Galois of Q P bar restricted to F V tilde, the completion at V tilde, which is Q P. Once again, because the P splits completely. The choice of the choice of V tilde won't matter. It's just convenience. If I change my choice, everything will be invariant, in fact, under the change of choice. So if R bar is modular ordinary, okay, then it follows from the results of G and Gerardi and maybe other people that each R bar V tilde is upper triangular. Okay? And if we assume, moreover, that it is sufficiently generic, which I will do from now on, then for each of these R bar V tilde, I can associate all these business that I've been talking about since the beginning. So meaning I can associate a closed subset of roots of GLN C of R bar V tilde, a subset of the Weyl group W C of R bar V tilde, and most importantly, GLN QP representation pi of R bar V tilde ORB W for each W in WC of R bar V tilde. This is the GLN QP representation, which is successive extensions of principal series, as I define. Okay, so for any V tilde. Now, I before I state the theorem, I need two more pieces of notations, nothing complicated. Yes. Well, I manage like this. Okay. So here are the two pieces of notations I need, which are not difficult. If pi is a smooth admissible representation of g of f plus tensor q qp over ke, then I denote by pi ord. Once again, ord for ordinary. So I apologize, there are lots of ord everywhere, but you don't know what would be best than ord in that setting. So here it means the maximal sub-representation of pi such that its irreducible constituents are subquotients of principal series. Only subquotients of principal series for the group, of course, g of f plus tensor q qp, which is just a product of gln of qp. So that's like this. Okay, we want to so we can define this. That's one thing. And second point, let me recall what is an essential injection. If I have an injection pi into pi of smooth representations of anything, but in here it would be of g of f plus tensor q qp over ke, then such an injection is called essential if it satisfies the following property: if for any pi prime inside pi which is different from zero, g f plus tensor q qp sub-representation of pi, then the intersection with pi is also different from zero. Okay, so that tells you basically that you cannot have inside pi this representation pi in direct sum with something else. Okay, you have everything that starts pi in some sense. Okay, so here's our main result now. And I'll finish with this because it's already over. So theorem. So we assume R bar, so I've already said it, but I recall absolutely irreducible, modular ordinary. So it means modular, but it is stronger than modular. It means that there is some weight which is ordinary, some tail weight which is ordinary. Okay. And some further technical assumptions that I'm not going to mention here, something in order to apply all the modularity lifting theorems of Taylor, Weiss, and Kizin, and all these people. Big image, reducible with restriction to a suitable Galois subgroup, and so on. A ramification also may be some places correctly defined. This is not very important for the rest, but this is needed in order to apply the results of the modularity lifting theorems of G and Galarty, and assume that R bar V tilde is inertially generic for any V tilde, that is for any V dividing P in F plus, because there's one V tilde above each such V, then there exists a compact open subgroup of G of the adels outside of infinity and P, and a finite set of bad places sigma as above. And for each W in the product of all these subsets, W index with C of R bar V tilde for V dividing P in F plus. For each of these elements, there's an integer dW, which is strictly positive. So the point is, important thing is that it is strictly positive, such that we have an essential injection of admissible smooth representations of G of F plus tensor Q Qp over Ke. So here's the central injection. So on the right hand side we'll have the S of Up with coefficients in Ke, on which we take the eigenspace for this maximal ideal associated to R bar, and further on which we take R, meaning the maximal sub-representation. Recall this is a smooth admissible G of F plus tensor QQP representation. I take the maximal sub-representation made out of principal series, basically. So in general, you see this can be zero or not. But here, we prove that it always contains, and moreover, in a way that is an essential injection, the following representation. So direct sum over W in the product of these subsets of the Bell group of GLN, R bar V tilde for V tilde dividing P, of the tensor product for V dividing P, of basically the representation pi of R bar V tilde ord, which was this index with W of V tilde. So here W is, so it's a tuple of elements, and each entry is W sub V tilde. Each entry is an element in the Bell group of GLN. So this we call is a certain successive extensions of principal series associated to R bar V tilde and this element of the Bell group. So it is almost this, but there's a twist by the n minus 1 power of the cyclotomic character. Okay. And it would have been nice to have just this, but we have these multiplicities. So this occurs with a certain multiplicity which is strictly positive, but which may depend on W. This we don't know. Okay, so this is the theorem. So let me make a few comments and then I'll finish with this because I'm already late. Maybe here. So first, you see, if all the dW are equal, if all dW are equal to d, then in fact the left hand side is exactly the tensor product for v dividing p of pi of r bar v tilde ord up to a twist. Okay. To a certain power, which is this common value d. So we almost have this representation, except that we don't. It is not known the multiplicity of the fair weights, which occurs in the circle of each of these tensor products, is not known. It is strictly positive. This is all we know. Okay, that's one thing. And the second thing I want to say is how we prove this. Sorry. So we apply use results of G and Gerhardty to apply the local theorem at the beginning of the lecture to the following situation. So the group G is the restriction of scalars from O F plus P to ZP of G. Extended scalars to OF plus P. G was my global unitary group. Remember? So this is a product of GLN over ZP for V dividing P. Okay, so nothing mysterious. B I needed a B. Just the upper triangular matrix is everywhere. And I need a rho bar. Then rho bar here will be the direct sum over V dividing P of R bar V tilde twisted by N minus 1. And finally, I need a pi, which was injective and satisfying all the assumptions of Serweit. And the pi is S of UP KE, UP being this one, localized. I localize with respect to M sigma of R bar. And it is injective because this turns out to be a direct factor of the SUP of KE without the localization. But this SUP of KE, as I told you, if UP is sufficiently small, it is injective as a GZP representation. So any direct factor is still injective. Okay, so you apply it to this, and then plus, then you take M sigma of R bar eigenspaces on both sides. I mean, if two vector spaces with a Hecker action are isomorphic, then the eigenspaces are isomorphic. And that's the local theorem gives you such an isomorphism. So take N sigma of R bar eigenspaces on both sides. So that's how you prove this theorem. So basically, you see the key, this local theorem, and of course, the global results of G and Gerardi, which are all this modularity business comes into there. And final comment, and I'm sorry for the delay. We have a further conjecture. We actually conjecture, basically with Florian, that this essential injection should be actually an isomorphism, and that the DW should be all equal. This is very natural. So in other terms, maybe I should mention the following. This representation here, without the orb, is the thing we would like to understand. This is the thing that is associated to R bar on the cohomology, on the cohomology space we're considering here. This is what we would like to understand. But it's a global space, and from a purely local point of view, it's, although the definition is not very complicated, it is really mysterious. Okay? So this gives you a sub piece of it, which you see is already not non-trivial. And in the end, we would like, and we conjecture that this is exactly the sub piece of it, only made out of extensions between principal series. There's no, we conjecture there is no principal series after this inside the space. So we conjecture this is an isomorphism. And I think that's all I want to say. Yeah, and we also have an analogous conjecture in characteristic zero, which I don't mention here because we have no results on it, with replacing the R bar by some R, and replacing this space by some suitably periodically completion of such a space in characteristic zero that was defined by Emerton. This is just a conjecture in characteristic zero. Okay, so I finished there. Yes. So if you shrink UP, it will change the D, and if you make sigma bigger, we think it doesn't change anything. But if you shrink UP, it will change something. But normally, we don't bother to prove it. Somehow we are happy with this result, but we think that if we enlarge sigma, in fact it doesn't change this space. I mean, this space obviously is the same. I mean, if you keep the same UP. These things should only depend on R bar and UP, not on sigma. So if we conjecture this is the same, this implies in particular that they shouldn't depend on sigma.